Here's some things to look for that you don't want in a marriage counseling. A degree on the wall that reads Doctor of Swingology.
Yeah, that's probably not a good thing.
You don't want that. Keeps repeating, if you can't change course, you must divorce. That's not a... I'm afraid there's not much you can do with a penis that small. They say that. Bad marriage counselor. Her latest book, Women Are From Venus, Men Are Lying Bastards.
Yeah, that's a bad deal.
Not very good advice. Just shut up and screw is not.
Yeah, you know, that'd be a bad one.
There's other ways.
When you and your spouse claim sexual incompatibility, he throws a couple of pillows on the floor and says, "Prove it."
Is it not a good?
If you go in and you talk about your problems, but most times women have a problem with communication,
right?
And they bring that up, and the guy says, communication. Let's talk about backdoor love.
Yeah. Oh. If it misses that, that's bad news. Brenda, backdoor love.
I got it.
When you discover that his motto, don't worry, be happy, is pretty much all that he knows of the English language.
Don't worry, be happy, Mom.
In order to open the lines of communication, she begins the first session by hooking your genitals up to a car battery and tossing your wife the keys.
Oh.
See, that's a sign right there that you got a bad marriage counselor. If she agrees with the guy, the husband, that a request to honk on Bobo is foreplay enough. God. How come I can't just honk on Bobo? If the marriage counselor says, Mrs. Bennett, I believe your husband is correct. You are a whiny bitch. Then that's a bad. Or whoever. I'm just saying.
Pick me
no,
out.
I didn't use that
as an example.
And if her last name has six hyphens, that's a good way to tell. But she's not going to be a good.
So there you go. Stay away from those.
Keep away from those. Honk on Bobo again. Not enough foreplay.
Rick and Brad Radio.